Hey there, folks. Kimberly Dykeman here. I thought it would be helpful for those of you that are sick of reading to have someone just read to you. So this is the post that came out on Monday, which I'm just going to give this a test drive and use something old to bring you something new. And the title was Shift Your Perspective for Good. So 16 years ago, I found myself bruising my petunias in the tundra of Michigan, don't ask why, driving a Ford Mustang, and you know why, and managing a fitness facility while growing my business as a certified personal trainer. Now this meant getting up at 4 a.m. to open the doors at 5 a.m. for the handful of highly devoted and pretty damn spirited members who no doubt slid their way off the main street into the gym parking lot. That helped us know. During those quiet hours, I'd plan my sessions for my clients, review their sticking points that were inhibiting their goals, not to mention their attitudes, hint. 1 hour with a trainer can be obliterated by any bad habit within a minute. So, it's all in your head. Though I did, of course, experience successes with plenty of clients, a trend easily revealed itself. One's psychology dictates one's physiology and vice versa. So the folks who were unable to handle certain sources of stress in their lives were having insane trouble committing to workouts on their own, changing their eating regimens, getting enough sleep, hell, even showing up on time for a workout. I realized that give me 12 more wasn't cutting it when the client was struggling with an uphill battle of stress, revealing itself as poor memory, disorganization, loss of interest in activities, struggling marriage, lack of confidence, low libido, reliance on food or alcohol. I mean, the list went on. I mean, trust me, I definitely got earfuls of confessions and too many details. Mind you, each of these folks could be categorized with a simplistic label, like executive or baby boomer, empty nester, single parent, entrepreneur, 9-to-5er, unemployed, retiree, new grad, newlywed, etc. Through countless hours of conversations, both on the clock and on my own time, it was revealed that each person wore a plethora of different hats each day, juggling lists of responsibilities and bravely facing unique situations concerning their boss, their kids, spouses, deadlines, parents, pets, schedule, school, their health issues, home, travel, their age, neighbors, technology, addictions, friends, carpools, church, you name it. So the symptoms weren't the problem, the problems were the problem. Don't focus on the signs, focus on the source. There it was, my aha moment. My leap from ground level to 30,000 feet became the springboard to the last 15 years of my career. It also became the tuning fork to my own life. The lesson here, when you shift your paradigm from being reactive to being proactive, you change your own dynamic in any situation. I think the renowned director, author, and amazing screenwriter Nora Ephron nailed it with one simple charge. She said, above all, be the heroine of your life, not the victim. So yes, those crack of dawn, cold, reflective mornings were the foundation to the groundbreaking methodology I brought to Austin back in 2000. And over the years, it has indeed evolved, especially with the acceptance of an explosion of the coaching market. But it's still soundly based on respected science, diligent research, and demographic-specific observational experience. Yeah, definitely done my homework. But the means with which I deliver tools and guidance and in-the-trenches action is even more profoundly progressive now, and as of late, perhaps progressive and aggressive. And Give Me 12 More was definitely a starting point to my own process of learning, an ever-evolving process that confidently equips me now to really motivate and advise, encourage, collaborate with, educate, entertain, and activate folks to find solution by focusing on the source. My own evolution as coach has taken me on quite a colorful journey. Take a peek at KimberlyDykman.com. Coming from a diverse family line of teachers and professors, I like to think that I found my own unconventional but still wonderfully valuable way to impact people's perspectives. So I leave you with this. Take the leap to 30,000 feet, my friends. And if you need a wingman, give me a shout. Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it. I'm Kimberly Dykman, reminding you to never stop evolving.